Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a creative, a feminist, and a pastor. Welcome to Christmas, a time for hope, peace, joy, and love. The candles are lit and glowing, and the Christmas story of shepherds, angels, Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child beckon us on into the work of Christmas. With some wisdom from Howard Thurman and a new Christmas song inspired by Thurman's poetry, a gift from me to you called The Lights of Christmas. As we round the corner of Advent and enter the season of Christmas, the four candles of Advent are lit for hope, peace, joy, and love. On Christmas Eve, we'll light a fifth candle, one for Emmanuel, God with us. To help set the stage of this story, I share a reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about the child, and all they heard and were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. No matter how many times I've read or heard this Christmas story, I continue to be amazed that God has come to us in a little baby, witnessed by shepherds and their flocks, and that a star in the sky, announced by the angels, leads the shepherds to see with their own eyes that God has come to abide with people. This abiding of God is incredible. God does not set God's self on a throne, is not born in a palace. God comes in the struggle of birth, in a humble setting, to parents of no status, to be with, abide, and live with people. God with us. God came to be with us. In the account of Jesus' birth, I believe that the abiding, the being with, is not just the work of Jesus in the world. I believe that the calling of abiding, of being with one another in the name of God, is our calling and our work, too. This is where the words of theologian, mystic, pastor, and prolific writer Howard Thurman comes to mind. A little background here. Howard Washington Thurman, born November 18, 1899, and passed away on April 10, 1981, is a prominent religious figure. He played a leading role in many social justice movements and organizations of the 20th century. Thurman's theology of radical nonviolence influenced and shaped a generation of civil rights activists, and he was a key mentor of leaders within the civil rights movement, including Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. It was probably 5 years ago when I came across Thurman's poem, The Work of Christmas. In his words, I hear the refrain of the calling to be a person to share the message that God is with us, as well as a calling as a Jesus follower to mimic the work of Jesus and to abide and dwell with humanity. Here is Thurman's poem. When the songs of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. The work of Christmas, according to Thurman, is something beyond wrapping presents and looking at twinkle lights. It is about the calling to abide with one another in and through the hope, peace, joy, and love of God. I wonder what it means for you this Christmas that God dwells and abides with you. And in light of Thurman's words, what work of Christmas is God calling us to dwell in? In the preparation for this Christmas episode of Holy Shenanigans, the Holy Shenanigans of God showed up as I researched Thurman's life. In that research, I came across another of Thurman's poems that took my breath away. The title of this poem is called, I Light the Candles This Christmas. Before ever hearing or reading this poem from Thurman, I had written a song for this episode called The Lights of Christmas. Lights of Christmas, Candles of Christmas, The Work of Christmas, and the story of Jesus' birth coming to dwell among us. So in true Holy Shenanigans style, I share this poem of Thurman's Candles in Christmas, a poem that lifts up God's calling for us to abide with one another as Jesus abides with us. I will light candles this Christmas, candles of joy despite all the sadness, candles of hope where despair keeps watch, candles of courage for fears ever present, candles of peace for the tempest-tossed days, candles of grace to ease heavy burdens, candles of love to inspire all my living, candles that will burn all year long. And so, in honor of Thurman's words, and to proclaim the good news that Emmanuel abides with us and calls us to abide with one another in hope, peace, joy, and love, I share with you my song about Christmas and candles, and a reminder that the lights of Christmas call us on to live the wonder of love's first song. Thank you. Happy Christmas, Holy Shenanigans listeners. I am your Holy Shenanigans muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is the unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. In this season of Christmas and the new year to come, may we hope for things better than what is. May we have peace for conflicts that run amiss. May joy dance o'er harms present and past. May we have love for life in our faulty cast. Because the light of Christmas calls us on to live the wonder of love's first song. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice in art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.